This is a Suno India production and you're listening to the Suno India Show. In January, India started vaccinating the adults for COVID-19, starting with health workers and frontline workers. Now, everyone above the age of 18 is permitted to vaccinate against COVID-19. But the operation is arduous. India has a vaccination program, but it is mainly geared towards children. This is India's first vaccination program for adults after many decades now. The last such program was a smallpox eradication program in the 60s and 70s when mass vaccination took place. To understand more about what the logistics of this vaccine rollout means, I spoke to Dr. Suresh Dalpat, who works at Haryana State's Health Systems Resource Center. It is a technical arm of the health department. He looks after public health planning, monitoring, and evaluation for all public health issues, including COVID-19. So with respect to the COVID-19 vaccination drives, what are the challenges you see on the ground? Because we normally don't vaccinate adults and it was last done during the smallpox eradication program.
So this is the biggest challenge. Another is definitely because since maybe more than 30, 40 years, no adult, rather it is more than that. Adults are actually not vaccinated, especially in India, only few people are vaccinated in private sectors, especially for H1N1 or that kind of vaccine, which are diseases which are comparatively had not hit the Indian subcontinent very high. So people are not accustomed to have vaccines. Especially adults are not familiar with adult vaccination. Although in recent past, we had gone for MR campaign in which we had vaccinated children up till 15 years of age, and JE campaigns also were done in JE endemic districts of country, and in those JE endemic district, in a couple of places, adult vaccination was also given. So we had sort of information about how mass immunization campaigns are to be done, and that has actually given a lot of confidence to the state governments and national governments to go for large-scale COVID vaccination. The biggest challenge again is we were not able to reach to the masses regarding very crystal clear information about what kind of vaccines we are using. But now we are better prepared, and slowly we are able to provide appropriate kind of information to the masses.
Can you also tell us the various aspects related to vaccine hesitancy, in both routine immunization and COVID vaccination? Sometimes stating facts also can create some sort of hesitancy, right? So how do we sort of communicate transparently and yet to be able to convince people to take a vaccine? For instance, blood clots do happen rarely, but then, that cannot be hidden, right? But then how do we communicate to the people that it's still important to take it?
The challenge was having the miscommunication regarding adverse events happening after a couple of vaccines. And especially there was a news coming from European region that there were blood clot issues related to Covishield vaccine. But later on, when it was actually thoroughly investigated, it was found that definitely the vaccine is more helpful than the risk. And this is a calculated risk one have to take in public health. We are vaccinating millions of people on the daily basis, and still there is a certain issue of hesitancy in a couple of sections of society. And the reason for vaccine hesitancy for COVID, as I had told you earlier, there are always, the only issue is the right kind of information is not being made available to masses. This is the major issue. And especially, you know, sometime, always when there is mass immunization campaign happens, definitely every vaccine, they have their own, you know, background rates of adverse events following immunization. And when there is mass vaccination happens, in very short period, a huge number of population is vaccinated. And accordingly, the proportion of AEFI, which is, suppose it is 1 in 1 million or 1 in 100,000, it appears at very fast rate. And sometime, if it is not, you know, handled appropriately, and suppose media reports on, you know, on very, if media is also not very well briefed, so sometimes they come up with very damaging headlines, not only in print media, but also sometimes it is being discussed in electronic media also. So this creates a lot of fear and anxiousness among the probable vaccinees. So there is always apprehension about vaccination. But the good thing is, because the social media and Twitter and WhatsApp, this has become form of information propagation. It helps in propagation of appropriate information to communities, especially official WhatsApp groups and official Twitter handles, official Facebook page. These social media platforms, they are very fast and they are very helpful in providing appropriate information. At the same time, the social media, it has become double-edged swords also. Sometimes negative things about vaccination, it also goes viral in very limited time. And sometimes people have their own agenda against vaccination. So they also try to sometimes malign the whole campaign, and due to their maybe whatsoever reason they have. But officially, if we say, the government, normally they prepare a lot of ad campaigns around why vaccination is important and how it is going to help in reduction of the mortality and the severe morbidity and hospitalization. So in that way, especially I can say, if something is percolated from the Twitter handle of WHO or UNICEF or multilateral organizations, independent organization and scientific community, definitely it gives a lot of weightage. Let's come to routine immunization. Definitely during this COVID period, the focus is now, you know, it is at right now, India is in wave two of the transmission, and approximately 300,000 cases are happening per day. And there is a lot of scare among people, and not only people, but also it is now more, if we say, in competitive priorities, definitely COVID is at the highest level right now. At this time, to continue with routine immunization, it is a big challenge. And of course, India has a birth cohort of approximately 25 million annually. And every year in different states, millions of children, they are born. And infectious disease is still a priority, especially vaccine preventable diseases among children, like measles, like polio, like pertussis and diphtheria, hepatitis B. And so vaccine preventable disease still remains a priority for public health priority, not only for India, but other countries also. When we are totally focusing on COVID vaccine here, you know, we have limited resources. We have the same number of vaccinators, same number of supervisory staff, same number of doctors. They have not increased in a pandemic phase. So we have to work according to the competitive priorities. Of course, right now, the COVID is the biggest priority for all public health institutions and the public health system. In meantime, definitely when we go do campaigns and we are vaccinating millions of people for COVID vaccine, either Covaxin or Covishield, at the same time, our focus is not lost from the routine immunization. And we have planned, in fact, the system has planned in a way that the routine immunization days are not stopped and outreach activities are continued after the lockdown has over. Outreach activity has again started, and at least minimum 1 to 2 days are dedicated to routine immunization outreach activity. And if we say at fixed site approach, at district hospital level and the sub-district hospital level, wherever the cold chain and vaccine storage, there is no issue. Their daily vaccination is also done for newborn for zero dose, like PPC centers of the district hospitals and CHCs and sub-district hospital. It is being done. During when there was lockdown, definitely all outreach activities were stopped for a couple of weeks. Rather, it was more than months, and that had created a lot of backlog for vaccination. But eventually, when the system had actually geared up, tried to follow up with reports, and it was actually tried to cover, and most of the children had been covered by the system. And now, apart from this 2 days, 1 to 2 days of routine immunization, various states, including Haryana, are doing special immunization campaigns for COVID vaccines. We have to keep a close watch on the supply chain management, and we have to reduce the vaccine wastage. So in that way, if we are going to continue at the pace in which we are right now going, definitely very soon we will try to cover each and every probable beneficiary of for COVID, and without losing any focus from routine immunization.
What do you think are the challenges in the rural areas, particularly with relation to the COVID-19 vaccine? I think the routine immunization is more well geared in the rural areas, but what are the challenges related to COVID vaccination?
I think India has a very mature immunization program right now. And thankfully, in recent past, we had started new vaccine. For example, pentavalent vaccine introduction happened across country in last 7-8 years. And then rotavirus vaccine was introduced 3-4 years back across country. And then in year 2017 and 18, measles catch-up campaign was, MR campaign was actually done across country, and all less than 15 year age children were vaccinated. So that these campaigns has actually developed the immunization systems in country. This has led to improved cold chain space. It has led to increased storage capacities of vaccines, syringes, and other logistics. It has given us opportunity to train health workers, doctors, health workers, frontline workers, and community link workers. So in a way, it is a constant process happening. A constant evolution was happening in India. And now, and that has actually given a lot of dividend in COVID mass vaccination. So already in measles MR campaign, lot of sites and schools, they were identified, and these were identified as vaccination centers, vaccination sites also. And there were prominent places at villages where we have organized the campaign booths and routine immunization sessions. So things were already in place and micro plans were already there. And that beyond that, we are vaccinating millions of children every maybe alternate month or 3-4 months during polio campaigns. So this has actually developed a system, and that's why there is not much difficulties happening right now for the COVID. And initially, when vaccine was introduced, COVID vaccine introduced, at that time, there were limited number of sessions due to training issues, due to manpower issues. But later on, when we had gone through all preparedness exercises and drills, then we had increased the number of outreach sessions also, not only in urban areas, but also in rural areas. And now PHC, CHC, they are geared up and they are organizing outreach session in the villages also. So things has been improved. Initially, there may be a couple of hiccups at certain places.
Right. How the COVID vaccination has affected the immunization, the routine immunization, both in the first wave, and if you have anything to say about the second.
This pandemic, COVID pandemic, had actually adversely affected the routine immunization system. But when we say vaccination program, when it was, when everything was open now and unlock 1, 2, 3, 4 happened, at that particular time, slowly, depending upon in what phase of unlock we were, we had on priority basis, we had tried to bridge the gaps which was happened due to missing of the outreach sessions and routine sessions in various districts. But now, when we are in COVID vaccination phase. And for us, definitely COVID vaccination is our biggest priority, but we are not losing any sort of chance for routine immunization also. There is definitely difficulty for health workers to do daily vaccination, because 1 or 2 day they are supposed to do routine immunization and 3-4 days they are supposed to do COVID vaccination, special COVID vaccination campaigns. Definitely it is a little challenging for keep it doing for months and months and months. So there the expected threat is maybe worker will have, there will be a sort of fatigue factor coming in sooner or later. But we are trying to rotate our worker, we are trying to rotate our manpower and supervisory manpower in a way that most we are able to get most of the people vaccinated for routine immunization also and for COVID also.
I was going to ask you about the health workers only next, and you know how basically they are overstretched this year. And I was also interested in how they are being used for, how they are motivating, how they've been used for COVID vaccination, and what should be done about, you know, their condition in the sense.
For vaccination, we have different type of workers. There are at grassroots level, there are social mobilizers. This is a triple A concept in which ANM, which is auxiliary nurse midwife, she's there, who is a vaccinator, multi-purpose health worker who is a vaccinator, and then Anganwadi worker who is a community mobilizer, and ASHA, accredited social health activist, she's a link worker. So this is a team of 3 AAA who are responsible for outreach activities, outreach immunization activities in particular area. So this team is key of success, and this is team building in is actually making this whole immunization efforts happening in our country. So initially there was actually the fear among the ASHA workers that when they were asked to do ILI surveys, so they were a little apprehensive that they may get the disease, and sometime they had asked for PPE kits also. And then when it was given to them, then wearing PPE kit in villages and roaming in the street and going to houses, it was really, really challenging. And then it was, we had got more refined information that if we are using triple layer mask and surgical masks we are using, then they are equally effective while we are moving around during field activity. It was initial phases of COVID pandemic, so it was actually natural to have that type of hesitancy among workers, among the link workers, among the vaccinators. Then these vaccinators and health workers, they were actually trained on how to do vaccination in COVID scenario. A lot of training material has been generated by Government of India, and partner agencies had supported. From our side, State Health System Resource Center has also prepared a lot of information, videos, the use of mask, use of gloves, how to do disinfection, how to do COVID appropriate behavior among population. So a lot of communication material was prepared and percolated through different media, and it was provided to all health workers and link workers. So slowly, the kind of hesitancy which was initially there among, it was hesitancy, it was apprehension, it was perception of threat. This was happening, but appropriate communication was done and communication material was shared. It had actually gone well taken by health workers. And then rotation of the workers is key now, because this is going to be long. Because until or unless we are reaching 60, 70 or maybe more than that, that coverage is required to be done for curtailing the COVID transmission. By that time, it may take maybe a year or so. I am confident that slowly, as the workers are enriched with knowledge and medical officers are enriched with knowledge, definitely it is going to help in reaching the target of vaccinating all who are decided by the government on the basis of epidemiology. But only issue is if there will be certain sort of level of fatigue in the long run, and rotation of worker and providing appropriate I would say not financial incentive, but appropriate recognition and appreciation of the workers and handholding of worker with appropriate kind of information and supporting them in the period of crisis will be the key of success. Especially, you know, sometimes the worker themselves get COVID positive and then there is a lot of apprehension and a lot of fear among themselves whether they will be able to beat this disease or not. So now most of the workers are vaccinated and this has actually given the confidence among workers to fight with this deadly virus.
Please rate our podcast and leave a comment if you like it. Underreported and underrepresented stories can become mainstream only if it reaches more people. So please support us by visiting a contributing page on our website sunoindia.in or follow us on Facebook, Twitter or Instagram.